mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to documentary filmmaker Michael Berger. He's got the film Improbable Collapse coming out. Looks powerful. And he's also helping put on the 9/11 Truth Conference that are going to be having up in Chicago, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of June. We're having our own event, 24th and 25th of June in L.A. Those tickets are selling fast, so be sure and get them for both events. We'll take a few final calls here for Michael, then we're going to let him go, and I'm going to get into a bunch of other news and more of your calls throughout this third hour. The Iran situation really heating up economically, not just militarily. Right now, let's go back to Sean, New Hampshire, who's an engineer. Sean, you're saying you're a member of 9/11 Scholars. When you talk to fellow engineering associates, what do they say about what happened on 9/11?
A good deal of them. After I present them with the facts, and engineers just, you know, they don't take anything on face value, a lot of them. Some are stunned. Some, you know, they just bury their head in the sand. Oh, I wouldn't be apolitical and I don't want to lose my job. They acknowledge that you're right, but they don't want to do anything about it.
Yeah, I know a lot of engineers. In fact, I interviewed a family friend, Jimmy Wright, who's a structural engineer who worked in the World Financial Center across the street that day. He was on the show at 11 a.m., just an hour and a half after the collapses, and he said it's total controlled demolition, total bombs, perfect precision. It imploded, fell in on itself, used all the terms. A week later, he just goes, no, I was wrong. No, it's not true. And I was out of his house. He's like, no, I'm not going to talk about it. Is that the kind of response you get?
That's some of it. Some of them know it's true, and they start passing out your books and videos and start telling other people, hey, look, guys, you know, this is just a total free-for-all for the government. And then there are some that will try and contradict you, will try and prove you're wrong, and after a period of time, they'll be like, oh, my God, you're right. And
what percentage would you say are waking up?
I would say at least a good half of them know the actual truth.
Okay,
out of that, 20% of those are starting to take action. I woke up and I'm the type of person that's like, okay, you know, we got to stop this. We got to nip it in the bud. Because the engineers know it, but everybody has to know.
Oh yeah, they're gonna do more. They're gonna do more if we don't stop this. You know, I got some more questions for Michael Berg. Thanks for the call, Sean. So I'm gonna try to hold him over a few more minutes if he can. Let's jam one more in here. Rita in Illinois, go ahead, Rita. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have a few things. I would love to say to you, and something I'd like to say to your guest too. Is your guest aware of Joan Vian and her work? Because what's going to happen, say, for instance, okay, everybody agrees that this is really bad, there's going to be this vacuum. And then they're going to jump in. And then the fake, what do you call it?
Yeah, she's saying that the globalists will burn Bush and their minions, and the very people that orchestrated it all will then say, see, America's bad. We've got to have a one-world government because they carried out terror attacks.
Joan Vian's work is so important, though.
Sure. Well, the fact is, regardless of what the outcome is of exposing this, we have to expose it, and they're going to keep using terror unless we expose it. Michael?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that Chicago is about. Again, I'd also like to plug the website, 9/11revealingthetruth.org. The conference is about coming up with a strategy and a plan of action. And in fact, one of the things that I want to present on is whenever I speak or I do public appearances and meet people, I'm always asked, you know, what do you want me to do? I'm only one person. I don't have any power.
So we're trying to formulate a strategy around telling people what we think the solutions are.
Yeah, I mean, what can people do to engage? Because as the caller just pointed out, if people do wake up to this, there's going to be a lot of anger, there's going to be a lot of frustration, and it's going to be really easy for the powers that be to just shift the players and make it appear as if everything has been taken care of and everybody can go back to sleep and it's okay. But it isn't, and I think, you know, my opinion, the only way we can change this is if we engage in the political process and take the country back ourselves and hold ourselves accountable to govern ourselves.
Okay, Rita, does that answer your question, or I'm trying to get the point you were making?
Absolutely not. It sounds like he's absolutely lost. Does he know about Charlotte Isherby? Does he know about Joan Vian?
I'm really confused. We're just trying to expose 9/11, and it sounds like you're mad at us. Stay there and tell us why when we get back.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tell you, Michael Berger's our guest. He's an amazing individual. Got a new film coming out. I've seen excerpts of it. It's amazing. Improbable Collapse. And we're taking your calls concerning 9/11, so I'm just going to shut up with this caller that we were just talking to and let her make her point, because she sounds irritated. Oh, is she still there? She just dropped. I told her to hold. She called in from Illinois, Rita, sound like a nice lady. I'm sure she's a great person. And she was like, do you know about Charlotte Iserby? Do you know about Joan Vion, who we carry some of their books? We have them on routinely. It sounds like you don't know anything, Mr. Berger. And so I'm trying to, perhaps she's saying you don't know the whole New World Order agenda and you don't understand the whole globalist operation. And so somehow we're doing bad or something. What did you get from that call?
Well, I think it was a certain frustration of, if you wake people up, they have to have a way to plug in to connect with other people to take action. And that really is the focus of this conference. So it may have been just a miscommunication.
Well, I mean, so many times people call me, and I mean, I know the type of call it is. I mean, I always recognize it right off the bat. It's like, you're not doing enough, Alex, or you're not covering the key issues. I cover everything. And I don't know, it's just frustrating sometimes. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Illinois. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
It wasn't hard for me to accept that, 19 Al-Qaeda guys flew the planes into the towers, and they went down with the jet fuel and the chimney effect of the tubes or whatever. I'm not a structural engineer, so I'm open, you know, I'm open to learn more about that. And Osama bin Laden said he did it. He was motivated by what's happened in Palestine or Israel and that American troops are in Saudi Arabia. And your guest there said something about power corrupts. Power corrupts, absolutely. There's another saying by Alexander de Tocqueville, some pundit from France a couple hundred years ago. The democracy is bad because of the possibility of tyranny by the majority. And in this country, you know, I am not anti-Semitic, but I don't think I would put America before Israel that was created in my lifetime. You know, and Palestine was wiped off the face of the earth to create Israel. And if that issue cannot be looked at and discussed honestly, and if we have to pussyfoot around it, then our democracy is in trouble. And I think...
Well, let me comment. Number one, we're a constitutional republic. Number two, I've read the Tocqueville's book. Number three, I've seen this view. We witnessed this view from a big professor out of Colorado, Ward Churchill, that the people that died in the towers were Nazis, Jewish Nazis, basically, is what he said, and that they were casualties of war, and that bin Laden's basically a hero, and that played into the neocons' plan. I know a lot of people that say Israel needs to go down, and bin Laden did do 9/11, and bin Laden did a good job. Now, I'm not saying you're saying that, but number one, sir, bin Laden can't make cell phones work at 30,000 feet. Bin Laden can't make NORAD stand down. Bin Laden can't run war games that day. Bin Laden can't call public officials from the White House and tell them don't fly, and call mayors, and call Joint Chiefs of Staff, and call Salman Rushdie. Bin Laden can't engage in insider trading that leads back to CIA deputy directors' companies, put options. Bin Laden can't mass U.S. and British troops, 44,000 U.S., 18,000 British, in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan 2 days before the 9/11 attack. Bin Laden didn't write Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks and blame it on Cuba from the 60s. Bin Laden didn't carry out the Gulf of Tonkin. Bin Laden didn't carry out the USS Liberty. By the way, Israel did. So I criticize Israel. I criticize AIPAC. I criticize the fact that they're in our government, manipulating our government, and so are the Chinese, and so are the British, and our country's totally sold out. So I'm, again, I'm having trouble here navigating exactly what you're saying. Boil it down for me. I'm stupid.
Well, I think that they were looking for, that there was knowledge in this government that these terrorists were going to do something.
So you think they let it happen?
I think they let it happen to have a Pearl Harbor event so they could start a war with Iraq so that they could control, put huge bases in Iraq.
Okay, you're an engineer, sir. You say you're an engineer.
No, I believe you said that.
I misunderstood you then. What did you say?
Well, I said I'm not an engineer, but I understand the concept.
I thought you said I'm an engineer, I understand the concept. You say you're not an engineer. Sir, we've interviewed engineers. We've talked to engineers. We've talked to the people that underwrote the buildings. Well, let me just finish here. Okay? The 9/11 Whitewash Commission said there were no major steel columns in the middle of the building, and all those made-for-TV shows, why the towers collapsed and shows like that, tell you it didn't have any columns in the middle. It was overbuilt, okay? So, Michael Berger, you got any comments to this?
Well, first, the admission of bin Laden that he was the responsible party, there are some questions about the validity of that tape to begin with.
In another sit-down interview days after, he said, I didn't do it, the U.S. and Israel did.
Yeah, I mean, look, once again, everywhere in the official story, it's rife with self-contradictions, with open testimony under oath that contradicted later testimony.
And they'll do it 3, 4, 5 times. They keep contradicting with new outlandish stories each time.
Exactly, and they just keep digging themselves a bigger and bigger hole, kind of like with Abel Danger. Oh, no, first they didn't tell us. Then, yeah, they did tell us, but it was too late. We didn't think it was credible. You know, how many times are we going to, I mean, David Ray Griffin said it greatest, the American people have been incredibly tolerant of all of the varying lies that have informed our foreign policy, and if the American people were to wake up to the truth about 9/11, there would be an uprising in this country. And so unless we all come together and overlook our differences and create a strategy and a plan to actually take back the country and to get people like you and I into office with a different script, such that, you know, we get held accountable to the same standards we expect to hold other elected officials accountable, that we can change the whole story of once you are in office, you do not become David, a corruptible influence.
David, I'm not trying to jump on you. I'm just frustrated by the things you're saying. I mean, boil it down for me. In a nutshell, what are you saying?
I want to say I appreciated your show, and I've learned some really interesting. I happened to catch one kind of amazing show. I think you called a police chief who was talking about, and it was supposed to be for microchipping in New Jersey, and he happened to be the one who came across five Mossad agents videotaping the towers and jumping up and down gleefully. I don't know if that was just
amazing. Yeah, that was Bergen County, New Jersey. The county police chief, they have county police chiefs there, going, he'll make us all take microchips if the government orders it, and he wants his employees to take them. And then, by the way, he was also the guy that had some of the Israelis arrested, and then we got into that, yes.
So, anyway, you know, I'm living
so
in
So are you Martin. Saying bin Laden did it, or are you saying the Israelis did it? I mean, what are you saying?
I'm saying that, you know, what I frankly thought was they were far, the 19 people were far more successful. That the government was looking for an event to go back into Iraq. I mean, that's obvious. That's been planned for some time, and to have control of the Mideast oil and also to build a pipeline to Israel.
Well, they admit not, all that, but listen,
I talked about it in U.S. media.
Sure, I appreciate your call, sir. Instead of what you think, instead of what sounds good, instead of what fits into your worldview, and I'm not trying to be mean here. How about you just look at the facts? You see. Let's go ahead and take a final call for our guest, Michael Berger, Reagan in California. Go ahead, Reagan.
Hi, how are you? I've got something. A friend of mine sent this to me about the Pentagon, and she said, please pass it on because it has been yanked. It's the Pentagon. It's www.pentagonstrike.co.uk.
But if it's been yanked, how are we going to go look at it there?
Well, before she said, somebody put it back up, and she said, please have people look at it before they pull it again.
Yeah, I think something like over 100 million people have watched that. They've estimated it's all over the web.
Okay, I didn't know. My one thing before I go, and if we want to take back this country and do exactly what you and your guests are saying, the best way to do it is to demand that we get those towers back. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the call. Michael Berger, in closing, I want to thank you for joining us. I'll see you coming up June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And people can find out more details at several of the websites, 911truth.org.
Let me also plug 911revealingthetruth.org. That's the conference website.
Fantastic. And we'll be talking to you in the near future as soon as I get a review copy. When are you going to send me a review copy of your new improbable cause collapse?
A week from today.
Good, because I want to be able to review it to make sure I want to carry it, because if I do want to carry it, I want to be carrying it day one when it comes out, Michael.
That'd be great.
Fantastic. And
Alex, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming on with us, and I'm also going to interview a few of the other speakers over the next month that are going to be at the event, and of course, you'll be hearing from one of the speakers every day here, folks. That's me.
What do you know?
Yeah, what do you know? And this was a great interview, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, Alex, very much.
You bet. We'll see you. Stay right there. I want to talk to you during the break, Michael, okay? Folks, that was a great interview. When we get back, we will get into more of the international and national news and move away from 9/11. You're always welcome to call in on the 9/11 subject. It's 1-800-259-9231 is the number to get involved here on the air. And we'll get into the other news and then take some more calls. And if I sound irritated sometimes, it's just all I've done is study 9/11. I've made 3 films on it, written a book, published a book. I've kept my brain in the game. I have interviewed hundreds and hundreds of prominent people, engineers, politicians, defense ministers, firefighters, and we know it's an inside job. And so just to hear people who constantly say, well, I've got my own personal view, and it's not really backed up with any facts, it's just, I just think this is what happened. It's irritating.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to blitz through a bunch of calls right now, giving each caller about a minute. And then I'm going to get into Iran and the other news after the break, and then take more calls after that. Sean in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to give you an update on Bill 1582 in the Senate in New Hampshire. It looks like after we got the ought to pass, that Senators Gregg and Representative Bradley...
Now, remember, a lot of people don't know what this bill is. That's the bill to say no to the national ID card.
Exactly, to have New Hampshire reject it outright. and it got the ought to pass from committee and Senate. And when it came up for vote last Thursday, at the very end of the day, all the Republicans changed their tune after going into the back room with Greg and Bradley. And they said, well, we want to make an amendment that basically guts the bill and just simply has a committee look at it. And instead, what we'll do is we'll do that. And
by the way, 200 years ago, committees didn't run this country. They've set it up now where the committees have the power and the elected representatives don't. That needs to change. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. And so there's this agenda item to go and accept the money, which these Republican senators want to do, but they haven't exactly done it yet because we've been calling them nonstop.
Good job. I appreciate your call. Yeah, people in New Hampshire and nationwide, that we need to have the first state kill the federal national ID card, and that's going on right now. Thank you, Sean. Good points. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for your show.
You bet. Thank you.
You said you were going to comment about the dollar. I don't know if you're planning to still do that, but...
Yes, I am after the break.
Okay, good. Also, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned a symposium on the June the 24th and 25th in L.A. What's that? Is that going to be at the downtown Sheraton?
Yes, downtown Sheraton holds over 1,000 people, and we're going to have video screens showing films, a whole bunch of guests. It's going to be powerful, and it's $74 for one ticket. It goes down to $34 a ticket when you get multiple tickets. So the incentive is for more people to come.
Okay, good. And is it going to be like from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon each day?
Yeah, it's going to be people won't like to get up that early usually when they're on a vacation. It's during vacation time in the summer. It's going to be from about 11 until 9 at night the first day. And then it's going to be from about 10 in the morning until 8, 9 at night the next day. So it's going to be lengthy.
Okay, great. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. And when we get back, I will talk about the dollar. Do you have any comments on that? Fantastic. We'll talk about it after the break. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Texas. James, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I just want to let people know that I called. This is relative to you being on KLBJ yesterday, and I really appreciate that. And I just called Mark Caesar with KLBJ AM. That's a message letting him know that I thank him for doing that, and I put in the ridiculous request that he change Rush Limbaugh's show for your live GCN show, and I encourage more people in the KLBJ listening area to do the same thing, and maybe we can do this, because I really, it's good to hear you on
KLBJ. Did you like the show yesterday? I did.
It was fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm going to let you go soon and get more calls. I just want people in the Austin area and the KLBJ listening area, hopefully they can do the same thing and get this thing rolling. Anyway,
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest station in Central Texas. It goes all the way to Dallas and all the way to San Antonio. And it's a marquee station. And, of course, they carry George Norrie, Rush Limbaugh, all of that. No. They want the show. They just want it live, and I'm not live when they want it. They want me on 7 to 10, and they don't want to carry a refeed like some stations do. And I was basically offered the job. I just can't go over there and do another show every day. I just can't do it. I mean, I'd be working 20 hours a day if I did that. I'd be a mess. So we're trying to figure something out. Emmis is a big media company, and they've got syndication. And so we'll see what happens. It's just that, who knows? Just because I want to be on the air locally. It's weird to be on KJFK and then to be on 1260. I've been on different AM and FMs, and they change formats, or they're sold. I'll be on a station 2-3 years, then it sells or changes formats. And then Austin doesn't have a lot of stations because LBJ, when he was president, didn't allow a lot of licenses here locally because he owned the major TV and radio stations. The president's family doesn't own KLBJ anymore. Emmis does. And so it's frustrating not to be on here locally. I mean, we're on 100.1 and some of the other great micros. But it's... It is a bone of contention I had that hasn't happened in the last 2 years, and people are demanding it, and KLBJ is trying to respond, and the brass of Emmis is trying to respond, way up above Mark Caesar, who's a great guy in his own right. But that shows you how far this movement's come, that I've been on mom and pop AM and FM stations for 8-9 years, and of course big stations here in Austin. But to have super blue chip stations... I mean, Emmis only owns top stations in Chicago, top stations in New York, top stations in major cities, L.A., and they are looking at this show. And so we're going to try to get it expanded with their syndication with Genesis as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
But that is good news for all of our old line affiliates who've been carrying us, in some cases, 8 years. We've had affiliates that have stuck with us that long, commercial stations, that now, you know, big blue chip, mainline, juggernaut stations that are owned by moderate-sized conglomerates, it's nothing like Clear Channel or West Wind, CBS, but it's big, are looking at my broadcast. It's because this has become so mainstream. And it's not conspiracy theory. We just cover the facts here. That's all we do. Let me get into the news, then we'll continue with your phone calls. Will and Johnny and Richard and many others, toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231 on this live May 8th, 2006 Monday edition. Iran wants oil markets in euros. Now, this is old news for our audience, an audience that listens to Truth Radio, you know, that listens to the whole Truth movement. Iran took a step on Friday towards establishing an oil market dominated in euros, a plan analysts described as highly unlikely to materialize, but which in theory could have serious consequences for the U.S. economy. Iranian state-run television said the country's oil ministry granted a license for the euro-dominated market, an idea first floated back in 2004, though just who would trade on it remains unclear. If the market were to succeed, or if Iran simply demanded payment for its oil in euros, commodities experts said it could lead central bankers around the world to convert some dollar revenues into euros, possibly causing a decline in the dollar's value. So this just isn't in the financial pages now of newsletters. Here it is. Oil is currently denominated in dollars, and is dominated, I would add, around the globe, whether through direct sales between producers and consumers or in trades made on markets in New York and London. But if one day the world's largest oil producers allow, or worse, demand euros for their barrels, it would be the financial equivalent of a nuclear strike, said A.G. Edwards commodities analyst Bill O'Grady. Unbelievable. If OPEC decided they didn't want dollars anymore, he added, it would signal an end of American hegemony by signaling an end to the dollar as the sole reserve currency status. If the dollar lost its status as the world reserve currency, that would force the U.S. to fund its massive account deficit by running a trade surplus, which would increase inflationary pressures. O'Grady said there are practical reasons why the Iranian threat is an empty one. For starters, Iran is not a very attractive site for a market given the volatile nature of its politics, the U.S. sanctions against it, and the lack of a fair legal system. Moreover, this is no indication that the European Union is interested in vying to become the world's central bank, which requires a willingness to run large currency deficits, he said. For one, the U.S., that has meant allowing cheap imports to undermine the strength of some major industries, including textiles, autos, and electronics manufacturing. I've never read so much truth in the Associated Press or in the mainstream media in my life. And it just goes on and on and on. But what they don't tell you is that Saudi Arabia, China, Japan, Germany, France, all of them, Russia, Latin America, they have all moved out of keeping, what, around 95% of their reserve currency, what they keep in their reserves being dollars, to about 85%, and that's dropping. Russia and others are saying they plan to move out of the dollar at around 10% a year. China's moving out of the dollar at around, 8% a year. Japan's only moving out at about 5%, but still, that's a big deal. Iran is already talking about demanding euros for its oil and moving into that. They were supposed to launch it a month ago, but now that's slowed down. So all of this is happening, and listen, even with the dollar still being the world reserve currency, it's been devalued by over 44%. And now the new Fed chief, Bernanke, is saying that if you liked Rumsfeld, you liked Freudian slip there, if you liked the former Fed chief going out and doubling the money supply in the last 6 years, that he's discussing doubling it in the next two. And then after he made those announcements, he made the money supply, that is the amount of money the Federal Reserve is printing and creating in zeros and ones in computers, 97% of it's digital, that they're going to make that number secret, and it has been secret for the last 3 months. So if you thought Alan Greenspan was bad devaluing the currency, look at what this new Fed chief is saying he's going to do. So it's very, very scary. And by the way, the Fed, the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, that has its chairman appointed by the president for 10-year stints, only thing federal about it, those insiders now have the knowledge of the true money supply and no one else does. They just said they're going to inflate it mightily. We have no idea what's even going on. This is such a big deal. I mean, Americans are getting mad about $3-plus dollars a gallon for gas right now, steadily rising. And a lot of that is because the dollar has been devalued in the oil refineries. We have their own memos. Purposely, over the last 10 years, bought up over 200 refineries and shut them down to create an artificial bottleneck. But if you're upset about getting ripped off a few hundred dollars a month at the pump, depending on how much you drive, aren't you upset about having your dollar devalued? This is so horrible. I mean, I think about it all the time. I've got two little bank accounts for my children that I try to put money in each month. So if they want to go to college, or they want, you know, to have a nest egg for themselves in the future, or, you know, if I get whacked next week, they'll have a little bit of money. And that that little bit of cash I've got that I've been saving for 5 years has been devalued. I mean, inflation is not at 3.4% like we've been told. It is off the charts. And what are these yuppies going to do when they learn that this is happening to their money? What are they going to do? I mean, everybody should be hopping mad over this. Now, I wish I would have taken the limited cash I had and put more of it in gold. I did do it. 4 years ago, I only owned a couple gold coins, and every month I'd buy another gold coin. And over time, that built up to not a lot, but you know, substantive. And it's literally in an undisclosed location buried 2 feet under the ground. And my wife's the only other person who knows where it is. So if something ever happens to me or whatever happens, she's got something that didn't get devalued by 44%. No, she gets something that we bought on average for about $300 an ounce that's now $640 plus an ounce. And I'm not even telling you where to buy gold or to get gold or what to do. I like to buy bullion. I like to buy semi-numismatics that are collectibles at bullion prices. I like to try to find it, and you can find it. That way you get some collectability and added value, and then it's non-confiscatable. Yes, my grandmother remembers when she was a little girl in 1933. She told me, what's the name of her grandfather? Her father was named Forrest. And she remembers that the locals were turning in their gold. And that her daddy turned some of it in because they had cops coming around. And if they knew you had gold, they went into a safety deposit box and took it. But her granddaddy didn't give up all his gold. He gave up a little bit. Most people did. And that's how they survived. The feds would have totally broken this country. And they shipped all that gold to Europe. They gave all of it. They gave, that's an exaggeration, almost all of it to Europe, where gold trading was still legal. And our government overnight, after the confiscation, doubled the price overnight, and the bankers who'd taken our gold for paper they gave us back, more than doubled it and got that huge profit for themselves. It was actually more than a doubling after when they first then reset the price of gold, it doubled. You can go research the history, and then it went up. There was a huge gold rush after that, and the Firestone family, people got arrested because they were caught setting up dummy corporations in Europe to buy gold, and big scandal. And I don't mean to rant and rave about this subject. It just makes me so angry that I thought I would just diversify. I knew the dollar would be devalued 4 years ago. The White House announced they were going to do it. The globalists announced they'd do it at Davos and other places, the Davos World Economic Forum. But to see them do it and do it this fast, and I thought it would be 20%. I mean, to see 40-plus percent and growing, in fact, it's horrible. They've devalued the dollar. Do you know what this means? They've robbed you. It's the equivalent of you got $20,000 in the bank, and now it's worth $12,000, and it's going to go down even more. That is so frustrating. And the globalists did it. They admit in the Associated Press that our government made the decision to do it to support globalism, to create, quote, interdependence, to build up these foreign markets, because the global corporations, they don't care if the dollar goes down. They're moving into the euro and moving into other currencies, and they've got the slave labor factories that they've used to leverage out all competition in the U.S. to consolidate power here. It's economic warfare. They go to these slave nations, use their hundreds of millions of slaves to build products so cheap no one could ever compete with it. Then they flood our markets with it, destroy our industry. The globalists have special deals made with India and China and others. And then they come in and buy up everything lock, stock, and barrel. This is risk. This is monopoly. This is predatory. This is not free market. Let's take a few calls. I'll get into some more on Iran. Let's go ahead and talk to Will in Texas. Will, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, thanks for having me on your show, man.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, everything I got to say would take about 1 minute. First, I want to say to all the listeners out there, just listening to the show, it's not so much that Alex is just force-feeding information. All this is available. You can Google everything he talks about. One of the things I want to say is you can actually Google the words precious metals and stocks or precious metals and investments and look up things that you can do with your money to kind of hedge your protection or protect your money, hedge your bets and your money to keep it from devaluing. Also, I urge people to Google the words peak and oil. Read up on that and learn some interesting things about that that is actually taking place today. One other thing I want to say is I appreciate what you're doing, Alex. Guys like you and Michael Berger, I believe that's how you say, Michael Berger, just how you are just presenting facts and putting information together, not just, you know, blasting your opinions over the airwaves and just force-feeding people with facts. I appreciate
that. Well, I appreciate, that is the difference. So many of these other truth shows or patriot shows just blabber their opinions.
Right.
And or just sit around talking about themselves. It's boring.
Exactly. And, I think it's great that you actually suggest to your listening audience to actually do their own research, you know, read about our Constitution, read about our Bill of Rights, and apply that to what's actually going on in our country. I mean, that's great that you do that. Also, I was on your website, InfoWars, and I saw this article about Oklahoma City Sergeant Terrence Yeakey.
Yes, he was murdered.
Yeah, that's terrible. They actually tried to play that off as a suicide, which is crazy because they described the scene as they found him in his car as it looked like a slaughterhouse.
Yeah, when they first got there, the police said there's been a murder. We got to find the body. They started searching, and he'd been stabbed. I said 13. It was 15 times. He'd been tortured. He'd had a rope around his neck. He'd been in handcuffs, and they'd shot him in the back of the head with a silencer.
Yeah, and I how they can pass that off as a suicide is beyond me. But
and his last call to his partner was, followed by two feds.
Exactly, and I think I didn't know about that until I saw on your website. A lot of people don't know that Sergeant Yeakey. He actually should have been considered a national hero. He was like one of the first officers on the scene at the Oklahoma City bombing.
He drug out, I'd said dozens. Colonel Roberts said it was even more than that for hours. He was a big guy. He just carried dozens and dozens and dozens of people out, even though he had a back injury at the time. And then BATF was there. He saw him in their bomb gear. He was the first cop on the scene, actually.
Right.
And the BATF admitted they were warned not to go in. He saw him removing the bombs, and he tried to speak out, and they killed him.
That is absolutely horrible. And a bad thing, even worse about that, was he was, correct me if I'm wrong, he was set to get a Medal of Honor just the day before he got slaughtered.
Yes, he was Cop of the Year. Thanks for the call. No, yeah, Cop of the Year murdered himself. Oh, yes. And stabbed himself all over. It's just horrible. And, of course, there was, and I've talked to the police officers who worked the case, who witnessed it all, and Colonel Roberts has as well. I mean, it was obvious struggle. Even in handcuffs, a bunch of big men had trouble killing this guy. They were just stabbing him over and over again. And they finally just blew his head off. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Johnny in Vancouver. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey there, Alex. I'm wanting to know, did you see the interview with Stephen Colbert and William Crystal?
Yes, I did.
You saw about the PNAC discussion, where he was pretty much stunned, didn't know what to say?
Yes, Colbert brings up the fact that PNAC planned the war, planned to stage everything, and then Crystal doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually. And I also wanted to say your InfoWars address is pretty much a virus now here in Vancouver. I can't go anywhere without seeing it. It's from the bathroom stall to bumper stickers, just everywhere.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, it's. I'm actually. No, like I'll take my little Sharpie into the bathroom, and it's already there. I can't even. I'm beat to the job.
Well, more tagging is. It's horrible. Please don't do it.
Well,
we have a government that's carried out terror and is about to carry out more terror. It's not right to put emergency transmissions on the walls.
Well,
no, we shouldn't break the rules.
I think I'll take my chances.
I know I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, keep up the good work.
All right, God bless you, my friend. That's exciting. No, I think it's terrible when people climb up on big vacant buildings from London I've been sent photos as far away as New Zealand. They get up on big vacant buildings and they spray paint prisonplanet.com or infowars.com on the side of the building. It's like they say in Serenity, you can't stop the signal, Mel. Can't stop it. That's what Mr. Universe says. Oh, it's so exciting what you guys are doing. I am humbled by the fact that we have so many listeners and so many great people taking action, and I appreciate you putting up with me. Because I know I'm a little bit obnoxious, folks. I never even wanted to get into all of this, believe me. I'm actually a leisurely type individual who'd rather be out hunting and fishing and hiking and running a business and just enjoying myself. Believe me, I don't want to get off into it. The point is I don't like having to work till 2 a.m. every night. And I've been doing that lately. But we're not going to survive if we don't, and so I commend you. Let's talk to Richard in Tejas. Go ahead, Richard.
Oh, no, it's Austin. Yes, I was just wondering, I was taking down some notes about a year ago listening to Colonel Don the Grand Prix, and he was telling the crowd that he went to Major Rick Gidney's award ceremony and watched him receive the award for shooting down Flight 93.
And now he's been made a colonel, yeah.
Okay, so I was wondering, have you tried to contact him to see what he has to say? Apparently he has the real story.
We have tried to call that airman over and over again, and I've been trying to contact. I know that Don the Grand Prix has been having some heart problems. I don't like to get off into his personal business, but we'll try to get the colonel back on.
Oh, okay. And I have one more thing. I called the weather modification headquarters, I guess, 901 Congress, K. Bailey Hutchison's office, and the guy tried to argue with me at first, but I threw out Ben Lindsay's
number. Stay there. I want to hear more about this. Yeah. China and the Associated Press cleared the skies for rallies and then made it rain to clean dust off the street. Our own government can start hurricanes and stop hurricanes. Totally proven. Back in the 60s. And Kay Bailey's got a big bill for a national weather control board to actually control our weather. Stay there. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To finish up with Richard, I'll hit a couple final news articles here. Richard from Austin, Texas. Yeah, we talk about weather modification. I interviewed, you know, the heads of the Navy weapons laboratory that were running these operations back in the 60s and 70s, and then you tell the general public, and they go, that's a conspiracy. No, they could have stopped Katrina. They could have created Katrina. Any of that is possible. And we know that weather modification groups had contacted them about knocking down the hurricanes. Now the hurricanes are starting to form again here in the next few months. The season is with us. Tis is the season. And nothing's going to be done again. And then the feds will swoop in and take all our guns as usual. Go ahead and finish up. You called Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the senator's office here in Austin, who's pushing the National Weather Board bill. Go ahead.
Right, and the gentleman tried to act like it was still in the developmental stage, so I asked him, you know, about the droughts in Texas and how much damage it was doing and why they wouldn't employ Ben Livingston, I think it was. He said he has a company that's up and running. They've been waiting to, you know, assist in getting the cloud seeded so it can run. And he said, well, other states do it, but the reason why they don't is because they don't think they can control it, you know, starting to stop it, and it might do more damage. And I said, well, if other states are doing it, and Scott Stevens and James McCanney, all these experts have said it's old science, it's old technology, then what you're telling me is these experts don't know what they're talking about, and they live it and they do it every day. Then he accused me of arguing with him. I said, well, all you got to do is just go to the websites. There's plenty
of people
talking about
it. What's wrong with trying to give your senator's aide information? That's not arguing. It's when he tells you you're wrong, he's the one that's arguing with you.
Right. So I've been duplicating these documents, and I've been asking people to call the number and pressure these people to let them know we know what they're capable of, and they can start and stop these catastrophes that's destroying entire cities.
Yeah, people should call Kay Bailey Hutchinson and do that. Thanks for the call, Richard. Good to hear from you. That's exciting. That's what citizens should be doing. It's old technology, and they've done the scientific studies. It will not cause a problem that when a big hurricane's coming in, and it can be a Category 3, 4, or 5, it's going to kill thousands of people, it's going to destroy billions of dollars, they can go in and just weaken it. They can weaken it what, between 30 and 40%. That's what they did in the 60s with just, he said, what, 8 aircraft. Imagine what hundreds of aircraft could do today. They can totally knock these things out. But the studies show that might not be completely safe because it could manipulate total global weather patterns. But regardless, they're already doing that. We know the government's manipulating the weather. We know that's been going on, and it's real, and people need to become aware of it. So I'm glad that you are aware of that. I commend you for bringing that up. Article I didn't get into it with as much detail as I wanted to today. It's on the London Independent. Electronic smog, the curse of mobile phone age. Around your home, there are countless gadgets whose electrical fields, scientists now warn, are linked to depression, miscarriage, and cancer. Now, we've already known this. There are hundreds and hundreds of studies by major institutions, universities. Every week I see a new one about how it causes brain tumors. Stop putting the cell phone up against your head. Use a wireless system. That isn't good for you, but it's nothing compared to that microwave transmitter. I mean, when a cell phone goes off in my office, all the equipment, the speakers on the computer start squealing and bleeping. I mean, that's powerful, folks. I can bring a big AM transmitter in here and it doesn't do that to the equipment like these microwave transmitters do. It admittedly heats the brain. So we've got some guests coming on about this week, and we'll be covering this a lot more because it's starting to break in the mainstream news. Please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get some of my documentary films and the other videos and books we carry. They're excellent. They'll wake people up, and it supports the broadcast. And don't forget, I got a big 9/11 symposium coming up with videos and great guests. 2 days jam-packed in L.A., June 24th, 25th, Sheraton downtown. We've already sold, as of this morning, in just 3 days, 10% of the tickets. 10% of the tickets are gone. This thing's in a month and a half. They're going to be gone, folks. You better get them. Available at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.